This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 7-5 Radio. I am Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. Walter, how are we doing this fine day?
I'm doing pretty well this morning. A little chilly, but doing well.
Yep, it's a little chilly up here, but thankfully the snow's gone in the Washington, D.C. area. Okay, let's start the first order of business. As always, we remember those law enforcement officers who were murdered in the line of duty. First, Detective William Brewer of the Claremont County, Ohio Sheriff's Office, end of watch, February 2nd, 2019. He was responding to a call for a suicidal man. He was shot and killed. Unfortunately, his killer is alive and is in custody. Also, Trooper Lucas Dowell of the Virginia State Police, end of watch, February 4th, 2019. He was doing a drug raid. His killer was shot and killed. He's no longer with us, thankfully. And then Police Officer Matthew Rittner of the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Police Department, end of watch, February 6, 2019. His killer is alive but is in custody. Walter, for today's broadcast, in honor of the Governor of Virginia, Attorney General of Virginia, I am doing the show in blackface.
Yeah. You're strange, man. You're strange. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Well, okay.
It's got to be politically correct because they can't see you anyway. Are you sitting in
right.
the dark?
No. Anyways, let's first talk about the State of the Union address. And of course, my phone's going off. You know what? It's Mrs. Stanton. Every time I talk to you, Walter, she always calls in. Well, what do you think of the? Did you watch the State of the Union address or watch clips of it or anything like that?
I did get a chance to watch some of it. I like the fact that Miss Pelosi was he had his back turned on Miss Pelosi the whole time. That was a highlight for me. The other highlight was the phony clapping that she did. These other people out there in the audience was wearing white suits. And these are the people that are supposed to be the leaders of our country. I don't understand the white to show unity. That's kind of ridiculous. I
right.
expect that they left their hoods in the car. They wouldn't let them in.
Right.
You know,
right.
I wear white in defiance of their wearing white in unity. It's so ridiculous. It's like high school again. It looked like we were in the high school auditorium the other day, and they, rolling their eyes at the principal when the principal was giving them the rules and the policies. You know, it's just ridiculous. It's childish behavior is really going to get us in trouble. It's gone on far enough. Mr. Trump was eloquent. He was dapper, and he was clear and concise on his points. His points were well received by most of the auditorium, but afterwards everybody's got to have a damn press conference. I just don't get it. This is Pelosi's spot. This is Schumer's spot. This is Ocasio's spot. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Everybody's got to have a press conference to discuss what they just heard, and they haven't even had enough time to discuss what they just heard, to absorb what they just heard. I believe all these press conferences were all written and rehearsed beforehand, and they knew exactly what they were going to say, no matter what the president said. If the president said he was rolling over to be a Democrat, they'd be crying about it. It doesn't matter. You can't please the left at all. They're getting quite extreme. It's humorous, sometimes, But really, you know, the country is really headed for a civil war as far as politics goes. It seems like if you have a brain and you want to think and be common sense thinking, you're not allowed to do that anymore, or you're not allowed to express it anymore, and you'll feel embarrassed by speaking out of what you feel. And these lefts are so off the wall. It's unbelievable that this has gone on so long. But, you know, Mr. Trump, like I've always said, he always has a plan. It doesn't matter what he's doing. He always has a definitive plan to reach a goal. And it's always good when that goal is achieved. It's beautiful.
Exactly. And I thought he hit it out of the park again. Now, you know, me being the rabble-rouser I was, I wish Trump came in and did the State of the Union speech like a campaign speech, but he didn't, even though he's in Nancy Pelosi's house. It would have been awesome news. But anyways, some of the points I came out of it was he said victory is not winning for our party, but victory is for our entire nation. Yeah, so some of the guests he had was, of course, World War II veterans, Pittsburgh police officers responding to the active shooter at the synagogue, family members of victims of illegal alien criminal murderers, a 10-year-old cancer victim, and also Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin, who helped put the American flag on the moon. And I liked when Trump said that American astronauts are going back into space in American rockets. Well, Trump's a little bit predating himself because we no longer use rockets. But I also thought that was very good. He spoke about the economy, jobs, good trade deals, exporting energy, increasing the middle class. And he chided. I also like the fact that he criticized both parties, not just his and not just the Democrats, because just both parties are at fault. That's why we've elected him, to drain the swamp. Because they, for years, especially Bush won, Bush the second one, so on and so forth. That's just the Republicans. They've done, you know, absolutely nothing. They want more of the same. Bush was a rhino. Bush the second, well, actually both of them. The first one, he was a New World Order type of guy, and the second one just loved spending our money that we didn't have, including the trillions of dollars in the Middle East. He also spoke that the Senate, which is owned and operated by the Republicans, has 300 people waiting nominations for confirmations to become a judge. Also mentioned the border crossing, which drew absolute signs from the Democrats. Again, he talked about the winning economy, and we'll be right back. Talk about the State of the Union, State of Virginia, and the state of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back to 7-5 Radio. I thought I wasn't going to make it. Mrs. Stan was on the phone giving me the blues about something or other. But anyways, let's continue with the State of the Union address. Trump did a great job talking about the economy, want to build a wall, protect American people, protect the middle class. He mentioned signing the get out of jail for nonviolent offenders, and he had a couple guests right there. He had World War II veterans and a guy was freed by World War II veterans. It was great. Some of the lowlights of this speech. Right after Trump was boasting his great economy, he said he wanted to take monies to help women in development countries. Mr. President, we have women here in this country that could use some help, as well as some men and some children and some, a whole bunch of other people. Or take that money and pay the debt, because we got a big debt coming up. We do have a big debt, and he didn't mention anything about that. Also, as usual, the Democrats were predictable. Those women dressed in white were supposed to signify the suffragette movement, or the women giving women the right to vote. Every woman that was sitting in that chamber wearing white on the House floor earns over $170,000 and has a Cadillac of health care that you and I could not buy. So, and they were hooting and hollering, and Trump played them like a fiddle. He mentioned the amount of women employed. 50% of all women that in the new jobs created took those jobs. So filled by 58% of women, 42% of men. So the women got up hooting and hollering. And then Trump said, you weren't supposed to do that. And everybody got a good chuckle. And then he said, well, keep standing up, because more women than ever are elected into the Congress. So he played them like a fiddle. Which is good on him. Also, the camera people, or the producers that was broadcasting the speech to all the networks and online and whatever, did it a great job, because they showed, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren sitting there. She looks constipated. They showed Kamala Harris sitting there. She looked constipated. She didn't want to be there. Showed Cory Booker, old Spartacus himself, as J.B. Gunner says, the suckiest candidate for president ever. He might be the second suckiest compared to Obama, but we won't go into that for now. He looked disgusted. And then when Trump mentioned socialism, there's just Bernie Sanders. He looked like he didn't know what he was, looked like he was beside himself. He did not know what to do, what to say. And then behind POTUS was Nancy Pelosi and her licking her chops or sucking her chops, or she needs to get new dentures. And I don't know why she doesn't have the best teeth in the world. She ought to have teeth like that character Jaws from the James Bond movies, because, again, Congress has the best healthcare system in the world. So good on the producers of that. They must have the well, obviously, they were typing in the speech on the teleprompter, and then they were given the camera feeds. And then there's Alexis Ocasio-Cortez. That girl's just clueless. I mean, she looked like she didn't know what to do sitting on the House floor. She's looking over at people to stand up, to sit down. I don't know. She looked like she's going to raise her hand to go to the bathroom. And the media is just killing me. I mean, granted, she's great fodder for the right, for Fox News, for us, for talk radio, for the things that she says and does. But, I'm just getting sick and tired of her. Yeah, she's easy on the eyes. Yeah, she's a total idiot. But, you know, stop giving her the limelight. I mean, put it on Nancy Pelosi. Put it on Chuck Schumer, he just looks like a scumbag. Last year on Red 42, I said he looked like James Bond villain. This year, he just looks like a total scumbag. I wouldn't be surprised if back in the day, if Schumer and his family was over in Nazi Germany, if Schumer would sell his fellow Jews out for a couple shekels for the Nazi party, because he just looked like a total scumbag.
You got grounds for a new movie there, my friend. You've mentioned James Bond a couple of times. You got Nancy Pelosi could be a Bond girl if Bernie played James Bond. You know, we can have James Bond bariatrics. You know, geriatric James Bond, and Schumer is the villain. Yeah, we could probably make a movie with them people.
Well, if we did make a James Bond movie with those people, what would happen is that Bernie would tell his boss at MI6, is like, what, we're going to put down this communist socialist fascist regime? Oh, no way. And him and his Bond girl would go up to the Bond villain, Schumer, and sell it all the secrets. All right, this is all this military secrets of MI6 or the British military. This is the infrastructure. We can take this, take the whole thing over. But the UK itself is collapsing out of itself because of socialism. 10-15 years ago, I visited.
Go ahead.
Say again?
We need a James Bond here to get rid of these villains that we have. That's going to be my new word on Twitter. The villains, the demo villains.
Right. So, anyways, the rebuttal was given by failed Georgia governor candidate Stacey Abrams. And at first I thought she was in front of a green screen, because the people, for whatever reason, the rebuttal from the Democrats, you had a bunch of people standing in back of her. She wasn't giving a speech to anybody. She's looking in front of a television camera. And they had these people way in the back row, in the back, and it looked like she was standing in front of a green screen, which means she was at one space, and the people stand, the background was standing in another place, and they were just trying to merge it. But later I found out she was in the same room with the people, but I guess they needed such a wide angle lens, they made her look like about 300 feet in front of these people just standing there doing nothing. And of course her speech is already prepared. It mentioned nothing about the speech, just that her daddy walked 30 miles each way to go work the steel plant or whatever, and gave his coat to some homeless guy. But Ms. Abrams looks very well fed, and again, she's a failed candidate. She's not the governor of Georgia. She lost the election, so the Democrats put up a loser to rebuttal a winner. And then there was the new senator from Arizona. I forgot her name, but she's also easy on the eyes. But she stood up over one of the 98 times that people stood up and it clapped. And another senator stood up next to her and said, "You better watch your ass." and which I thought was really which is really talks about how what the Democrat Party is. It's all about control. We tell you where to go, what to do, what to say, how to dress, and you stray from that, then you know, then there's repercussions. That's why I call the Democratic plantations. And and also missing from the State of the Union address was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, a couple of days ago, I was driving for Uber, as you all know, trying to make that money, and this snowflake got in my car, and boy, she was a trip. I said, "Good evening. How's your day going?" She says, "Oh, it's going great." I said, "Okay. Well, tell me about it." "Yeah, I just got to sing for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg." I was shocked, not because this this girl saying that you got to sing in front of a Supreme Court justice.
Uh-huh.
It's because the Supreme Court justice was alive and well. I said, "Wait, you got to sing in front of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg?" And the snowflake just went on. "Oh, yeah, and we had a celebration or a musical or something for her, and little I know she was there." And, of course, and we're being interrupted by a song with some dead people. All right, this is 7-5 Radio. We'll be back on the side to talk about the soon-to-be-dead Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All right, take it away, boys.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
He was a 3-time Golden Globe winner, the British actor appearing as Daddy Warbucks in the 1982 version of Annie.
"I love money, I love power, I love capitalism, I do not now and never will love children."
But Albert Finney had dozens of roles, also as Ebenezer Scrooge, and he appeared in Aaron Brockovich. Finney has died at 82. His family says he succumbed to a brief illness.
"John, you are not just the longest-serving member of Congress in American history. You're also one of the very best. Michigan's own John Dingell this year."
Then President Barack Obama there in 2014 as he awarded Congressman John Dingell with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Dingell having served in the U.S. House for 59 years, longer than anyone else in history. He retired in 2015, and now he's died at 92. Seattle seldom sees snow, but today it could see a foot of it. Concerns are it might cripple the city for days. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
He was a 3-time Golden Globe winner, the British actor appearing as Daddy Warbucks in the 1982 version of Annie.
"I love money, I love power, I love capitalism, I do not now and never will love children."
But Albert Finney had dozens of roles, also as Ebenezer Scrooge, and he appeared in Aaron Brockovich. Finney has died at 82. His family says he succumbed to a brief illness.
"John, you are not just the longest-serving member of Congress in American history. You're also one of the very best. Michigan's own John Dingell this year."
Then President Barack Obama there in 2014 as he awarded Congressman John Dingell with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Dingell having served in the U.S. House for 59 years, longer than anyone else in history. He retired in 2015, and now he's died at 92. Seattle seldom sees snow, but today it could see a foot of it. Concerns are it might cripple the city for days. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. And I must be working at Verizon Switchboard because the phones keep ringing over at the Staten House. I got tons of offers, and I decline them all because I want to stay here on Liberty News Radio. But anyways, back to the soon-to-be-deceased Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The snowflake I was driving my Uber that was praising Justice Ginsburg, even though she has no great record of decisions to speak of or great arguments or decisions from the Supreme Court to speak of, was all over her. She did say that she was walking 1 mile a day. She's alive and well, but she was not going to appear at the State of the Union. Which somebody on Twitter said that, old Ruthie has a habit of not appearing at State of the Union speeches when there's a Republican president. The last time Mrs. Ginsburg showed up at a Republican State of the Union address, she was plastered. Turns out she went to dinner before the speech and had a couple of glasses of, too many glasses of whiskey or whatever her beverage of choice, and fell asleep on the President of the United States. Way to go, Ruthie. Well, what's your thoughts on the barely alive justice?
You know, I keep making reference to Jonathan Silverman and Andrew McCarthy, Weekend at Bernie's fame. Is somebody holding her up? Is somebody upstairs pulling on strings like a marionette? I don't know. I haven't seen her myself. There's no public pictures of her online or on the news or anything. They're just saying she's alive, she's here, she's with a physical trainer, and she's with this. You know, how old is she? 85, 87?
80,
you know,
85.
At that age, you know, why would you want to have a physical trainer unless he's going to hold you up? I don't know. I don't believe it. There's nothing on TV about or in social media about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, except for the fact that she's working from home and she's trying to be healthy. You know, you figure at like 85, maybe she should have started working out like when she was 62. It is a job that she can retire, and it's a job that I believe she can be retired if she can't perform her duties. They'll give her a little bit leeway, just like anybody else that has sick leave. But it's time, dear. It's time. She's trying to hold on for two more years to see if Mr. Trump is voted out of office to a Democratic president. So they'll have a Democratic appointee. I don't think she's going to last 6 years, you know, till 91, 92. I don't know about that, you know. And then,
right. Now,
of course, you have another 8 years of Republican presidency, you know, starting in 2024. So she ain't going to make it.
With Mike Pence.
Hate to see anybody, you know, at the end of their career and, you know, she's used up and she's done. Her experience and her legal mind, you know, it is what it is. You know, she didn't get there by being stupid. She got there by being Democratic. So, which I guess is kind of the same thing. You can't have her in there much longer, period. You can't have her in there much longer. She's not, if I was on death row and there was an appeal to the Supreme Court, I really don't like my chances with Ruth,
right.
You know,
right.
Not being able to put her vote in or somebody else saying, here, check this box, you know.
Right.
So I don't see her lasting much longer as far as her life expectancy. Same thing. I mean, you know, she's 85. She's at the leaping off point. But, you know, enjoy retirement. You know, quit today. And you don't have to worry about it.
Yep. And now the Constitution said that Supreme Court justices serve for life. But then again, the life expectancy of people 200 plus years ago was not 85 years old. But anyways, you know what? And there's so many. There's about as many movies about Ruth Bader Ginsburg as James Bond. So, you know, people can watch them. She's on celluloid forever, unfortunately. So anyways, that's her. We wish her, you know, her, well, we wish her a short and uneventful career, because she's done enough damage in the Supreme Court. You know, it's time to get this country back on track, and Trump's trying to do that.
She can play Moneypenny. We're getting these characters for James Bond. You know?
Yeah, it'll be a real hit. Hit movie. But anyways, let's turn the attention to my home state, my adopted home state, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, unless you were under a rock or a Democrat, the Commonwealth of Virginia made some news recently. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is having a great time. Last week on WTOP radio, he said live on the air that he would approve having doctors deliver a baby, then consult with the mother on whether to abort the baby or not. This is after the baby is delivered. This made national headlines, but again, all prominent Democrats were not watching the news that week, as they claimed they were not aware of Governor Northam's comments, even though the comments were made on a radio station in Washington, D.C. To get the infanticide debate off the table, what comes out Friday afternoon? Well, the governor's yearbook for medical school. And in the picture was two people. One was in blackface, the other in a KKK outfit. So now the media has a scramble to get the talking points out, and the fake outrage, and the calls to have Northam resign on Friday. And, well, you know just as well as I do, people release bad news on a Friday afternoon because they're getting ready to go away for the weekends, go out to the Hamptons, go out to the beach, go skiing, go, you know, do whatever they do on the weekends. And also the Attorney General, Mark Herring, he came out to say, I'm in blackface in my college yearbook too. Now, not to be outdone, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has been accused of sexual assaults of a woman in 2004 at the Democrat National Convention in Boston, Massachusetts. So it's been a great week for the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Democrat Party. But back to Northam, I say that Northam leaked the photo. Why? To get the heat off the abortion debate. Because the left wants to keep the sacrament of abortion legal at all costs. And again, the photo was leaked on Friday. Everybody was out for the weekend. And then you had the Super Bowl on Sunday and the State of the Union speech on Tuesday. So, you know, you had the fake outrage on Friday with the picture. Then you had the Super Bowl. Everybody's going to talk about the commercials and Tom Brady won or didn't win. He's going to retire. He's not. And then Trump's State of the Union speech. So I say Northam leaked it because to get the heat off of him. And then what Northam did not count on was that his number two, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, he got his he's in some hot water from it since it happened in 2004. Now, what's funny, between you compare this to other stories of so-called sexual assault from Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, was that the Washington Post had the story already, but they decided not to run it. They said, well, there's too many red flags. So they ran a story from 35 years ago that's totally just fabricated, could not prove any of it, could not make sure it was not fake news. They ran with it and it blew up in their face. Meanwhile, you had this other story on a Democrat, and the Washington Post killed it. And what's even worse, it's just getting better. The victim, name is Tyson, who's a PhD. She told Congressman Bobby Scott from Virginia. So she told somebody, said, hey, this guy Fairfax did stuff to me I didn't appreciate. And what did Bobby Scott do? Did he call the police? No. Did he call Fairfax? No. What did he do? He sat on his hand. And then, not to be outdone, since the governor and lieutenant governor are both in trouble, I guess Mark Herring says, well, hell, I might as well join in the fray, too. He comes out and just, nobody asked him, but he said, I got pictures of myself in blackface. So anyways, the New York Post on Wednesday came out with their front headline says Virginia is for losers, and had the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general on the front cover, which I laughed. My wife didn't, because she was born and raised in the Commonwealth. But I mean, why would they do all this stuff? Say they came out with blackface and whatnot because of Planned Parenthood. And we're coming up to our next break with Blind Faith. We'll finish up with Planned Parenthood, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and other foolishness right here on 75 Radio. And we're casting for the next James Bond movie. Stick around, everybody.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we're back. Okay, the accuser of Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of Virginia is Dr. Vanessa C. Tyson, who teaches at University of California. But anyways, the Washington Post refuses to call her doctor. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh's accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, was treated like the Pope. But anyways, getting back to why Governor Northam would rat himself out because of the Planned Parenthood kickback scheme. This is the best scam going, because the federal government gives Planned Parenthood $500 million a year of our money to them to murder babies. And then they donate money to pro-abortion candidates who in turn make sure abortion is legal and that Planned Parenthood is subsidized even further. So as Planned Parenthood is subsidized for $500 million, then the people that support them, such as Governor Northam, get campaign contributions. Planned Parenthood gave Ralphie Northam between $2 and $3 million in donations for the governorship of Virginia. In Virginia, you only serve one term of 4 years. So Ralphie says, you know what, that's $2 to $3 million campaign contributions. I better make sure, I better follow my sword for this one. So anyways, that's why, you know, Planned Parenthood, they're still out there. They're still killing babies. I've been to a Planned Parenthood clinic, not to have abortion myself, but for other reasons. And it is the most evil, evil place I've ever been to. And I've been some real god-awful places. Well, you think Governor Northam fell on the sword for keep Planned Parenthood alive and kicking?
You know, it's hard to say. He's got a different kind of agenda, I believe. I don't think it's so much for the Planned Parenthood. I really don't know. I think he's got a different agenda, like I said. And what that is, I haven't figured it out yet. He's a unique individual by, you know, like you, as you put it, falling on the sword for the cause. And when you do that, you know, there's got to be something else behind the scenes that we don't know yet. I really don't have much on that, my friend. You know, I don't care for him much at all. I've listened to some of his the way he talks. He talks out of the side of his face, like the rest of them. I'm stumped on this one. I'm stumped. I'd like to have him in a room and ask him a few questions of my own. I have, and you know, I usually when I see these guys on TV, I write stuff on my Palm Pilot. You know, you take out your Sharpie and I write it on my left palm. And by the time I get to thinking about it, it's already washed off. But I'd have a few questions for this guy myself. And right. Of course, they wouldn't be recorded. It would be confidential. I'll just leave it at that. He's got a different agenda. There's something else going on.
Right. And he's not a smart man. At one of his press conferences where he tried to suck up the black people and kiss the tuchus, I'm surprised Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson weren't there. He said that he dressed up in blackface for in a talent show to dress up as Michael Jackson and one doing the moonwalk, and he was about to do the moonwalk. Walk until Northam said no, that'd be inappropriate. So he's not a smart man.
That's wrong right there, because you can't put on blackface and pretend you're Michael Jackson.
Why not?
Because, you know, Michael Jackson was damn near pale white when he died, for God's sake. So right. Putting blackface on trying to be Michael Jackson just doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, as the immortal Bob Grant said, Michael Jackson was born a black male, and he died a white female.
White female, but yeah. I agree with that. Anyways, yeah. I'll agree with that. You know, Mr. I'm going to say this out loud on the radio, and somebody will probably fire me. But you know, Mr. Obama being, you know, more than 50% white, he was in blackface for 8 years in the White House.
He's still in blackface.
Unbelievable. It's hard to figure out what these people want about blackface. You got people saying that it's racial. You got people saying, oh, it's all in fun. You got people saying it's all in jest. You know, when I saw the blackfaces start popping up this past week, I remembered the Whoopi Gold idiot roast when her then boyfriend Ted Danson, who is as white as white can be, dressed in blackface to make, you know, fun of her. And she was laughing and laughing and laughing, you know, probably had some, you know, good makeup sex after that. And, you know, she's now, you know, disparaging people who were in blackface. Remember Archie Bunker? I don't know if you remember back then. Way back when, Archie Bunker was in blackface when little Joey was born. You know, it was a minstrel show. Do we now ban Al Jolson's, the original jazz singer? You know, what do we do? What do they want? This is just another opportunity for them to get up on their soapbox. You know, white people, black people, orange people who are taking this to the wrong way. You know, it's just horrible the way entertainment now is being brought into what we do and what we don't do.
Right.
It's beyond words. I don't know why. I got nothing coming out of my mouth this morning. I'm so frustrated at stuff like this. So, right.
Well, anyways. One of your broads from The View, Joy Behar, she came out yesterday or the day before and came out with a picture of her doing a Rachel Dolezal impersonation. This is back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. So my question to Ms. Behar is, like, is she going to run for governor of Virginia in 2021?
Well, maybe she'll want to be president of the chapter of the NAACP up in Washington, where that Dolan's lady was trying to be black. You know, I did see that Joy Behar thing, and she said she put on dark makeup. She wasn't in blackface. She was in darker makeup. You know, call a duck a duck. She was pretending to be a black woman for whatever reason. You know,
right.
You want to be black. You know, Michelle Obama, she's black. You know, you can't get any more black than her. You know, you can take the girl out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the girl. So if white people want
to
dress up in blackface, if white people want to dress up in blackface, you know, whatever. It's not going to make me lose any sleep.
Right. Well, anyways, moving right along. Well, as you know, CPAC is coming up in the next couple of weeks, and I still don't have my press credentials. So I went online yesterday and looked, and it's still pending. So hopefully I get my credentials. If not, I'll have to do what I always do, just sneak in. But have you got your invitation to speak at CPAC yet?
No, I haven't. You know, I'm not exactly standing by my mailbox in this chilly weather right now waiting for the mailman or the mail lady to come. That didn't sound right. The mailman or the mail lady. The mail lady, that's a transgender thing, is it not?
Yeah. Better watch out. Don't call the mail lady, sir.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a ma'am, you know. That's what I'll probably get.
No, you gotta do it. You gotta do a deeper voice. I'm a ma'am. Yeah. Don't make me kick your ass. I'm a lady.
The Adam's apple up and down your throat. No, I didn't get my invitation. Yeah. No, I didn't get my invitation. As I put on Twitter yesterday, I believe there's a multiple body search, cavity search to get one of those invitations. Credential stuff. I've been through that in prison. I'm not looking to do that again.
Right, but anyways, what's weird is like you didn't get an invite. Sean didn't get an invite. Sam didn't get an invite. James didn't get an invite. I didn't get an invite. Well, I don't expect to be there. I just sit there, just tell awful jokes. And JB Gunner didn't even get an invite. He'd be good, just sitting there, just showing his pictures of ghetto ass people doing what they do best and just commenting on it. So I wonder what's going on. I'll stop down at CPAC headquarters or the American Conservative Union headquarters in D.C. and ask Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So hopefully I get them, and then I can do we can tape the show right there at CPAC with the movers and shakers of Washington D.C. But I'm looking forward to that. But anyways,
you're gonna dress all in white when you go?
No, I'm gonna go in blackface.
Okay. White and blackface. I believe that was on the bunker. White suit, black face. Okay.
Right.
Mr. Trump should have said there's an awful lot of virgins in this room. Will all the virgins please stand up? Because they were all dressed in white.
Right.
I bet half of them stood up.
But what's funny, you go to CPAC, if you're dressed up as a total, like, freakazoid, camera's coming to you, but you show up in a three-piece suit or a military uniform, they don't bother you. So Anyways, look for some idiot to dress up in blackface. It will not be me. But, well, anyways, that's all the time we have. Once again, it's been another great show in the can. Everybody check us out at 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Check us out on Twitter. Give us an email. The information's on the website. Take it away, James Edwards.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.